It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Terry Bennett with the Mecca Mountain Bike Club, and they've got their big mountain bike festival coming up April 29th through May 1st. They've got all their vendors are in place, all their volunteers are in place. Now they just want people to sign up and go out and go for a ride down in beautiful Green River, Utah. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today over the phone. We appreciate the time.
You bet. Thank you for the interest that you are showing in our bike festival.
This is a lot of fun. It gives people a chance to get out of doors. And you know what? I would dare say, and maybe, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is a great thing for local people, but you probably draw quite a few people from the Wasatch Front, maybe even. Do you have people come over from Grand Junction, that kind of place?
We do. We have people come from the northern part of Utah, from Colorado, from California. We have a lot of repeat participants because they come down and they just have such a great time and they love the area and they like the festival. We take care of everybody really well. And so we get a lot of repeats and we're always excited to get the newbies coming in to the festival to experience it.
So let's get into it right now. You said this is the 36th year that you guys have done this.
The 36th festival, yes. In the past, we've done one in the spring and one in the fall, but we have just dropped back to festivals in the spring, so this is the 36th festival that Mecca has put on. We've been doing it for at least 20-plus years, doing the festival, yes.
And so the great thing about this is right now you're just wanting people to sign up, come out, and have fun. Now, first and foremost, let's talk about some of the rides that people are going to go on, and they're going to be guided, so you're not going to just go out there by yourself, so you're going to have somebody go out there with you. What are some of the rides that they're going to be able to go on?
So we have some beginner rides where they ride a ride called Nefertiti, and it's just a dirt road, pretty flat. It's about a 18-mile round trip along the Green River, and this is geared for families with kids. And people that are just getting on their bikes and just getting started into the mountain biking. And we have an intermediate ride that's out on the San Rafael Swell called the Three Fingers Canyon. Again, that's on like four-wheeler type roads, 17 miles out and back. Great time. You'll ride to some beautiful pictographs. That's a highlight of that ride. Another intermediate ride is the Price River ride through the Desolation Wilderness area on another four-wheeler road. I think it's about a 15-mile round trip. Again, you'll get to see some beautiful pictographs, and just the scenery on that ride is breathtaking. Our advanced ride is a ride outside of Green River City called the Three Canyons ride, and it's a pretty rigorous, strenuous ride, but not extremely technical. We go over some rolling sandstone and some slick rock, and it's a 15-mile loop. And that's all on Saturday. Those are the rides offered on Saturday. And on Sunday, pretty much you're on your own. We have a list of rides that we do. We show people where they're at. We don't particularly guide them, but we do have guides listed to go and show people where they're at, and then they can ride. And the highlight of that one, again, is usually the Black Dragon Wash. We have people always requesting to ride the Black Dragon Trail. And for the first time this year, we get to advertise the Goodwater Rim Trail, which is Emory County's highlighted single-track trail that was originally designed and constructed by our former sheriff, Lamar Guyman. And it's taken us a long time to get the BLM approval and to be able to highlight this ride. And that is a ride that we're highlighting on Sunday. So it's not really recommended for children, though, because it goes right along the edge of the wedge.
So you've got great rides. You're going to give away prizes and things like that, swag bags, all kinds of fun stuff?
Yes, we are. And this is a little different than some festivals people may have been to. We don't have a lot of fancy vendors and a lot of that kind of stuff going on. We mostly focus this on families and people just coming out and enjoying and relaxing. And we do have a lot of families that come and bring their children, and we do have rides available that the kids can ride. And we have sags on every ride, so if someone gets tired or they get a flat tire or they just have had enough, we can put them in the back of a truck and sag them the rest of the ride.
And that's one of the great things about this ride. Like you said, it's for the whole family. There are different rides that everybody can go on and those kinds of things. Now, if somebody wants to register, what is the best way to register for this event?
The best way is to go to our webpage, biketheswell.com. Then on there they will see a tab for festival. Go into the festival tab, and you can complete your registration online. It's very easy to complete that process. And also under that tab gives all of the information for hotels, rooms, places to stay. And we've also put on there places to eat. So we've highlighted and advertised all of the eating places in Green River. I need to say that on our festival, we do feed our participants. Friday night, we have a social where we give away our prizes, and we have the Green River Coffee Company that sponsors that with some treats and snacks, and we have ride snacks on Saturday morning to give away to all the participants, and then a full-on dinner Sunday or Saturday night, and then Sunday morning, again, we meet up at the Green River Coffee Company for coffee and bagels before everybody steps on goes on the way.
All right. Now, is there a fee for this?
Yes, there is. There's $75, and that covers everything. That covers the snacks, the dinners, the food, the sags, covers it all.
All right, and once again, all that information is right there on your website, biketheswell.org. And you did mention that if you're calling to get a hotel room, mention that you're part of you're coming down for there, and they may give you a discount. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, they should give, and those hotels, it's listed on the webpage, the discount that they have offered for mentioning Bike This Well.
All right, so head on down to Green River, coming up at the end of April, the 29th through the 1st of May, for the Mecca Mountain Bike Festival down in beautiful Green River, Utah. Head on out, take the whole family with you, and have a lot of fun. Terry, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us about it today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for getting the word out for us.
We'll take it from here. That's Terry Bennett with the Mecca Mountain Bike Club talking about their mountain bike festival that's coming up on April 29th. For more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.